both France and Italy are great powers in the EU. So it's very rare to see that both two leaders of these two countries to visit another state. Now, they both come to China at the same time. We can see that the importance of China has widely accepted by the world. Secondly, we can see there is an urgent need for the European states, great states, to cooperate with China in an era of reverse globalization. You see that after Brexit referendum of Britain and the Donald Trump came to power in America, we say the world now came to another era of anti-globalization. However, both Italy and France, the current regime of them, share the same idea of globalization with China. So they have great need to cooperate with each other to continue the globalization. Thirdly, we can see that they do not only sign such the principles or just with China, but also they deepen the practical cooperation with China. For France, we say that the rise of the right side force in the politics may put sand in the wheels of Sino-France relations. That's true. We take the most famous guy, the Marine Le Pen, for example. She has very strong attitude of economic nationalism, which may reduce their cooperation, with China in economy, especially in international trade. However, we have to see that China and France has no security or strategic conflicts. So this determines that there will not be so big problem between these two states. We will have conflicts, we will have buggings, but not so serious. When it comes to Italy, we can say that the failure of the referendum of the constitutional structure is largely a domestic affair rather than the Italian foreign policy. We know it was launched by Renzi, the former Italian prime minister, who aimed to promote the constitution to increase the governance and to boost the Italian economy. But rather than involving the Italian's foreign policy or China-Italy relations. So in sum, in my view, that those two events has maybe have some negative impacts, but very limited.